Negotiations involving congressional leaders in both parties stretched late into the night last night as lawmakers try to come up with a deal on two pieces of major legislation before Christmas. First, there's the ongoing legislative wrestling match over extra relief for individuals and small businesses hit by the coronavirus outbreak, and Congress is also trying to wrap up work on all the government funding bills for next year. At this point, the earliest the House could start voting on anything is Friday, so that pretty much means Congress could be here into Christmas week. We'll see if we get any of the details of the plans later today. Republicans will bring their charges of election fraud before a U.S. Senate committee today, letting several GOP attorneys air their arguments before Congress, even though all of them have been on the losing side in every single election case. The hearing comes a day after the top Republican in the Senate finally uttered the words President-elect Biden, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell publicly acknowledged Biden's win in the Electoral College. Meanwhile, President Trump was again posting absolutely crazy stuff about the elections, sending out one tweet which said Georgia's GOP governor and secretary of state would be going to jail over the elections, as the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from the coronavirus are at record levels. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced yesterday that lawmakers would be required to wear masks at all times on the floor of the House, as the rule will apply even when members are engaged in debate. The decision drew immediate opposition from one newly elected conservative Republican lawmaker, as Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene said the move violated her rights, using the Twitter hashtag #MyBodyMyChoice to register her displeasure. We'll see if any House GOP lawmakers try to flout the new mask rule today.